Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As you've probably heard by now, the State Ag Department, in an effort to prevent avian bird flu from landing in Kentucky, has instituted some significant restrictions on poultry commerce, primarily, says state veterinarian Dr. Robert Stout, preventing the mixing of out-of-state birds with in-state poultry.
The most immediate impact will be in the sales events that occur in a lot of parking lots across the state, flea markets and swap meets, where there are a lot of birds commingled from not only in-state but out-of-state premises, and we feel like that's a risk that we just can't afford to take in this situation, and we have seen fit to ban those until further notice.
Poultry is our leading commodity, and while we've had no problem here, these precautions are just a smart thing to do.
This has been going on now for over 6 months on a national level, and in a couple of Midwestern states, in particular Minnesota and Iowa, it has really escalated over the past 60 days to where it's just been devastating to them. We've been very fortunate in Kentucky that we haven't had any reports other than two wild birds some 2 months ago that were reported positive, but we haven't affected any of our domestic poultry populations at all.
He says typically commercial producers here follow standard biosecurity practices, which he said should be kept up. We'll be right back.
I'm Ellie Wagoner. As a Kentucky dairy farmer, I care for my land, my animals, and the wholesome food I produce, milk. Milk is packed with 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of protein and calcium for strong bones and teeth, all for about 25 cents per serving. It takes hard work and dedication to produce high-quality milk. We're passionate about our cows, and we make sure they receive top-notch care. Get your 3 servings of dairy today and learn more at southeastdairy.org.
State veterinarian Dr. Robert Stout says in states with avian flu incidents, turkeys have been shown the greatest propensity for infection.
Although in Iowa, the layer industry has been severely impacted, there's been less impact within the broiler industry. I think only one flock of any size really been impacted with that, which is the primary thing that we have in Kentucky.
In a minute, we'll have a website for those restrictions and recommendations. Stout says for sure Kentucky has plenty to protect.
From some of the most important genetics in the world to every kind of backyard poultry species you can imagine. So it's very difficult to say this segment or that segment is more susceptible or more of a risk than another.
To check out those new restrictions and to review ongoing biosecurity recommendations, their website is kyagr.com. That's kyagr.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.